This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Democrats are back at it again today at the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump. But Republicans aren't expected to soften their stance against that party's case. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has our story.
California Democrat Adam Schiff and fellow impeachment managers have been laying out the case that President Trump unlawfully withheld funds from Ukraine to pressure leaders to announce an investigation of the Biden family.
Using his power for personal gain by seeking illicit foreign assistance.
He says the explanation that Trump wanted to root out corruption in Ukraine, including the hiring of Hunter Biden, was based on unfounded claims. Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
A sitting vice president making public policy decisions to benefit his family to the tune of $1 million a year. That raises a serious question of corruption.
Democrats have two more sessions to prosecute the charges against President Trump, while his attorneys are eager to defend him.
Without a question, the president will be acquitted.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democrats must convince both fidgety senators and an American public deeply divided over charges against the president, all during this current election year. The UN's International Court of Justice has ordered Myanmar to take all measures within its power to prevent any acts of genocide against the Rohingya Muslims. That's the ethnic group that was forced to flee during a bloody military crackdown in 2017. The court's ruling Thursday came in response to a complaint filed last November by the West African nation Gambia on behalf of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Against Myanmar. The court accused Myanmar of violating the 1948 Genocide Convention. More than 700,000 Rohingya have fled across the border to Bangladesh. This is VOA.